This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Really is 7 after the hour. Tuesday, May the 4th on the BJV program. As I mentioned, I think earlier, a couple hours ago, it's National Teacher Appreciation Day, National Teacher Appreciation Week. I'm thinking about people who are inspired to become teachers. They've gotten a lot of negative press, some of it deserved, as we know, going through all of the stuff that the unions have required or tried to require some jurisdictions to get the teachers to go back to work. You got to do this, you got to do that. And it has nothing really to do with education or teaching. And it's pretty, do the teachers have a say in the organization of the union? Yeah. And if you really want to get back into the classroom, then I think you put the unions in their place. But that has not been the case. A lot of teachers are still not in school because they don't want to go because of any number of reasons. But I still think there are lots and lots and lots of teachers who deserve appreciation, and therefore we talk about Teacher Appreciation Week and Teacher Appreciation Day. And I think there's always a question. Jay Kirshner is here, Victoria Keelan with me. Your favorite teacher? Whether elementary school, if you could pick a level where you were most influenced by teachers, was it elementary school? Was it middle school, or was it high school? Or maybe even college? When you think about, is there somebody in each one of those levels that you can say, wow, I really love that person?
For me, it was middle school, and it wasn't even one of my actual teachers. It was a different teacher. I had missed so many days from illness that it was questionable if I was going to be able to make it into high school or if I'd have to be held back a year. And one of the teachers, again, not even my teacher, took it upon herself to tutor me. So every day after school, she would come over and she helped me get caught up so that I could go on to high school with all of my friends.
That's fabulous. Good for her. So what was her name?
Ms. Rainey.
Ms. Rainey. Congratulations.
Ms. Rainey. She's fantastic.
Ms. Rainey. All right, so where are you, Victoria? Elementary, middle school, and you were inspired by whom to do what?
I mean, I feel like I've had, when I was in, my fifth grade teacher was amazing. I was really close with her. She was wonderful. And then I had a lot of teachers in high school that I went to a school in Connecticut, a boarding school, and I had amazing teachers and amazing relationships. So, yeah, I just felt very lucky that I... they stuck with, you know, a good teacher stays with you.
Yep.
You know, it really,
absolutely.
They do. They're always there. They're a part of you.
Yeah. I can remember Margaret Hayes, who was a sixth grade teacher. I remember I had a fabulous experience in school. I liked going to school, whether it was elementary, middle school. I became a middle school teacher with a lot of the teachers that had me as a student. When I was out of college, went right in with them. There was one guy who was a math teacher, and his name was McCarthy. And he said to me, I was a marshal, a corridor marshal, and he would stand outside of his room and he'd yell in the corridor, Dudley! So that's my given name, and everybody would. And he'd have something silly that he wanted to tell me. But you know what? He said something one day that I've never forgotten. You can start late, look different, be uncertain, and still succeed. Because I was a very awkward kid. I was on the farm. I didn't have a lot of friends. I kind of looked differently. I dressed differently. I dressed myself, so I didn't really know. I didn't have a lot of, I had clothes in my closet, and they were clean. And, you know, I to this day, People tease me because I don't match up particularly well sometimes with the things that I wear, unless if somebody is helping me.
I've never seen you look, you know, not... I never saw you look bad, but I know Jen has got plenty of stories about lots of corduroy in your wardrobe.
Yeah, well, when I, the two times in the 4.5 years that you and I have worked together that I've seen you were both at events, and so I was dressed appropriately for the event.
Right.
But, you know, I think it's... It really is. I didn't have any help with that, but that wasn't what teachers were there for. They would pay attention to the kids that came to school dirty. And I remember when I was in the third grade, Mrs. Wallace would bring the kids. There were a couple of kids that came from the same family that would. She would take them down to the washroom, and she would wash their faces and hands and their ears and stuff because they came. They came from nothing. Zero. They had dirty clothes every day, same clothes, and they were always dirty. And, you know, you think there's a lesson and a half. Therefore, but for the grace of God or whomever, the universe, you go I. And there are so many people now, we've talked about this when we had our Feeding America thing a couple of weeks ago, some of the stats that I don't think we talked about on the air. We did give you some general numbers about the youngsters who don't have enough to eat. There aren't places for some folks to sleep. They sleep in their car. They sleep on the ground. You know, we have a real dichotomy here in this country. And I didn't understand it when I was a youngster. I saw it, but I didn't understand what it was. I thought everybody pretty much came from the same neck of the woods that I did. So it's look around and you can gain a lot of wisdom. Speaking of looking around, the FAA has a report out today that people in airports and on airplanes are unruly to an extent that has never been seen before. The bad, unruly behavior is off the charts. More people are being thrown off of planes, mostly because they won't wear masks. They're engaging in physical and verbal abuse, and they just, you know, they're not putting up with it. The plane up in the air, you can't do much about it. But when they get on the ground, they have been very active. Pretty much all of the major airlines have been active in following these rules. Whether they, you know, whether they really do anything or not remains to be seen. We think they do, but people say no, they don't, and I refuse to do it.
I've been seeing a lot of what you were talking about here. I've been seeing a lot of reports about flight attendants having to deal with more confrontation than they've ever had to before.
Right.
And people are just, you know, taking it out on them and getting in their faces. And it's really awful. Like, everyone calm down. People are acting like animals right now. It's in road rage, I see it. It's everywhere. I know it's been a tough year for everybody, but, like, come on.
You're no different than anybody else, so stop acting like you are.
Yes, not entitlement. Yes, nobody owes you anything.
That's very good. That's very apt, Jay, yeah. The armed intruder that was shot outside the CIA headquarters in Langley, did you see that?
No.
The guy tried to drive his car into the building, and his car was loaded with guns. He was shot by the... But what makes people this crazy? Is it the fact that we've all been cooped up, or is it something deeper than that? People used to say, oh, there's something in the water, but there's something someplace, as you just suggested, the road rage and all the crazy stuff. What in the name of heavens is going on? Well, we've got some other things that are going on that are neat. There are actually a couple of new movies and TV shows that I want to just have a little fun with. It's time. Let's get off of the wheel, okay? I want to get off of all of these who's shooting at what and hunga bunga. So we'll introduce you to a couple of new things. Speaking of introducing you to something new, there's a towel sale now at MyPillow.com. MyPillow has towels galore. So if you are looking for a towel set, was it you, Victoria, or was it Jay who said you were using them and they're very absorbent, I know that. I've got 3 or 4 different sets of them, different colors and that sort of thing, soft to the touch, but they actually absorb the water. Hello, what a concept, huh?
Right.
So, yeah. Well, some of those really expensive. I used to, my friend used to buy lots of nice towels and have them monogrammed, and I'd have them, but they don't dry you off. They're nice to look at, but they don't dry you off. These are made with cotton that's grown here in our country, variety of colors. Every single towel set from MyPillow.com has two hand towels, two bath towels, and two washcloths. So, here's the deal. Get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually sells for $109, $44 right now, using the promo code DJV. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, enter the promo code DJV, and of course you can take advantage of all the other discounts that there are on all of MyPillow products, including the sheets and the pillows and the slippers. Get them now, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, save a lot of dough on that six-piece towel set, MyPillow.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love is what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
All right, here's big news, ladies and gentlemen. If you watch Rhea, is it Rhea Drummond on the Food Network?
Yep.
Rhea Drummond, right?
Yeah, the pioneer woman.
All right. She was involved in a minor and sort of amusing incident, and she's recovering apparently from an accident on their farm during an Instagram live video with her daughter, Alex. She revealed that her husband told her about an interesting interaction he had with one of the animals. This is what it's like being married to a cowboy. She said in the video, I said, how was your day, honey? He said, I got kicked in the head by a cow. Alex was slightly amused at this point and asked, are you serious? That's horrible. Is he okay? Yep. Okay. Luckily, the husband's doing fine, seemed more. I've been kicked in the head by a cow.
I figured that.
Right.
I figured you'd be the only person who could relate to that.
Well, there you go. 21 after the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. I guess we better get into this Jennifer Lopez deal because that doesn't sound like Jennifer Lopez. Sure sounds a lot like Neil Diamond to me. I wish we had a copy of Jennifer singing Sweet Caroline with her mother.
Well, so we haven't heard it yet. We haven't heard it yet.
They're going to use a pre-promo on it, you don't think? Huh. All right.
Well, I don't know.
A lot of people are talking about it. Okay, so Jay Kirshner in charge of social media and things that are trending. What's the J-Lo story here?
So it's all surrounding the Vax Live concert that was held and filmed over the weekend. It will actually air this coming Saturday. And, I mean, it was a huge event. Selena Gomez hosted, other people that were part of it, Foo Fighters, Eddie Vedder, Jimmy Kimmel, Chrissy Teigen, Prince Harry. Now, with J-Lo, she came out and she was like, I was trying to figure out what to perform, and she wanted to do something that was very dear to her heart, which is Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline. That's what her mom always used to sing to her when she was little. And during the song, she brings her mom on stage and actually encourages her mom to sing her own rendition that she used to sing to J-Lo as a kid. She would change Caroline to Jennifer. It was almost like this little lullaby version. So we'll get a glimpse of that on Saturday as well.
It looks like a couple of different times. 8 o'clock Eastern on ABC and CBS, and then it's going to be on YouTube and ABC later on. As a matter of fact, also Fox carrying it at 11 o'clock Eastern for an encore. So if that thing appeals to you, there you go.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So you can watch it as it's happening on ABC or CBS. You can stream it during the same thing, and then Fox is kind of doing like an encore presentation.
Right. All right, some things that are listener-oriented here, that is, what are you responding, how are you responding to some of the things that are trending at DJV Show right after this?
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, so let's see. Yesterday I was under the weather because I'd taken Benadryl on Sunday night. And so Jay nicely asked the folks on the various social media how Benadryl affected them. What'd you get?
It seems you are not alone, Doug. Andy Brinkley says Benadryl actually makes him mean. Mean, hateful mean. Like
really?
The way that some people get with alcohol.
Oh.
Yeah, so Andy's like, I just don't take it. Linda Grennan says Benadryl has not but one time affected her, made her dizzy, went to lay down, woke up 18 hours later, never took it again.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's scary. Going to sleep 18 hours
scary.
Later. Lisa Sutton can only take half a pill. So I know, Doug, you said you took one pill.
Yeah.
Lisa's like, nope, half a pill, and I'm...
It took me a couple hours to find my water wings, if you will, after taking that the night before. And, of course, Victoria laughed at me like she always does. All right, let's see here. The question came up during the program yesterday about the government, what it does well. What did you get for responses to that?
A majority of people said nothing.
Right.
But some of the answers. Chris Burton says the government does the military really well. Steve Knott
says
the post office.
No,
most
they don't.
Days.
No.
And Matthew Myers, taxes. They're really good about collecting
yeah,
taxes.
Yeah, they're good at collecting them. But yeah, other than that,
valid
that's a big
statement.
Boo to all of those. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
All right, 28 past the hour on the DJV program. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I take garlic every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic bread.
And garlic is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365RZ track mower. Built for taking it easy. We're talking lemonade on a lazy afternoon easy. That's why we added the Easy Change 30-second oil change system to make the job nice and simple. And with the convenience of standard mulch control, you'll control your clippings without any extra effort. So you can get back to the good stuff. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Z3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When July 11th arrives, it'll be 40 years since NASA's defunct Skylab space station lost orbit and crashed into Western Australia and the Indian Ocean. Once again, heads up. In the next couple of weeks, a 21 metric ton Chinese rocket will fall out of orbit, and no one knows where it will land. The projectile is 100 feet long, and China has lost control. When Skylab fell, no injuries were reported. A metro overpass has collapsed in Mexico City as a train was traveling over it, killing dozens of people, including children. Two train carriages were seen hanging from the structure above a busy road. Scores of people were injured, and seven are in serious condition. One person trapped in a car underneath the wreckage was pulled out alive. This is the deadliest incident in decades in the city's metro system, one of the busiest in the world. Bill and Melinda Gates are getting divorced. The divorce documents makes it clear there is no prenup agreement to the Microsoft fortune. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said over the weekend that China has been acting more aggressively abroad. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, Blinken came short of calling China America's enemy, instead saying that the U.S. is aiming to uphold the rules-based order that China is challenging. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo believes that it's stances like that that are allowing China to act as they want. He tells Fox News that the Chinese are reacting to what they see as a stark contrast to the Trump administration's policies toward them.
They see that it is fundamentally acting in ways that are different from the Trump administration. We confronted this seriously. We understood that they were an adversary. When they ripped off millions of jobs from us, President Trump placed tariffs on them. When they moved in the South China Sea, we put our military out to make sure they understood that we were going to ensure that China didn't own the sea lanes there. Those are the kinds of actions that deter. You remember the old story from President Reagan, right? Trust but verify. Yep. Our motto was distrust but verify with the Chinese Communist Party. You can't trust a thing they say. They only see actions, and only deterrence is the model that will ensure that the Western way of the world, that America, will continue to be the center for years and years to come.
And officials in Bavaria have canceled festivities for Oktoberfest for the second straight year. Bavarian Governor Markus Söder said Monday that there were still too many risks in holding an event that draws tourists from around the world during a global pandemic. The fair, held yearly in Munich, typically attracts more than 6 million visitors for the festival's 17-day run. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's 34 after the hour now on the DJV program. I was reading some inspiring quotes from various athletes. I think inspiration is what part of our job is here. And this is from Roger Bannister, who was the first person to run a sub-4-minute mile. The man who can drive himself further once the effort gets painful is the man who will win. How many of us have had that experience where you've... What is the old expression, no pain, no gain? Do you subscribe, ladies? Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria Keelan, do you subscribe to that?
Not in every situation.
Yeah, depending on what it is.
Yeah. If you're working out in the gym, sure.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have some muscle soreness, and, you know, you've got to go through some transformation if you want to get to another level of physical fitness. But I don't think that marriage should be pain. I don't think that... You know, relationships, I don't think that should be hard. I think that stuff should be the easiest.
Yeah, I agree with you on that score, and that's why I'm not married.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Today is, I was talking about Teacher Appreciation Day. It's also May the 4th be with you, because it is May the 4th, Star Wars Day. The day in which, back in 1977, there was a remember I was talking about the trivia contest that I got involved in over the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the questions was, in what year did the first Star Wars movie come out? And I was the only one who had the right answer. Well, all the people over there are younger than I was, and they didn't remember. They'd all seen it. But certainly Star Wars changed a lot in terms of movies and things and culture, didn't it? I mean, think about the cultural impact of Star Wars. It really is.
Well, and the whole new
phenom.
Right, and then the whole new generation now that's obsessed with all things Star Wars, whether it's the newer movies that have come out or The Mandalorian. Now we're getting a new Obi-Wan Kenobi series. Ewan McGregor is back as Obi-Wan Kenobi. So, yeah, it's amazing. It's just, I have friends who have, you know, little kids, and to be able to watch all that stuff together, they love it as a family.
Who'd they replace? Gina Carano got tossed off of it. She was one of the stars, apparently, of Mandalorian. Who'd they replace her with?
No one. They're just going to write that character. Apparently, they had already written the character off, so, yeah.
Ah, okay. So
it was a cool character. It was too bad, but, you know, she also shot herself in the foot.
Yeah, she did, kind of. It's too bad, because she's an interesting character in a number of different ways. Speaking of interesting characters, the rumors about John Mayer and his proclivity, I don't know how that's going to work into this new late-night talk show that he's going to do. I don't know why there is a need for another late-night talk show, but it's called Later with John Mayer, being pitched as a series of performance segments, interviews. I can't imagine he would be a good interviewer. There's nothing about him. I mean, he can play the guitar. Is he affable?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got lots of stories about women he dated that he can tell.
I'm not a John Mayer fan.
Nor am I.
But I have interviewed him. He's very, very smart. He is very funny. And this is based on Later with Jules Holland, which is a show that I've watched for years. It's a British show.
I don't know that show.
And it's
British
music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's music oriented. So he's actually the perfect American counterpart. I mean, I would prefer someone like John Legend hosting it, but, you know, if this is something that John Mayer wants to do, it's going to be very music heavy. And so, I mean, Later with Jules Holland is a fabulous show. It really is. It's amazing. It's been on for many, many years. It's great. I bet your daughter has probably seen it a million times.
Yeah,
when she lived in England. Yeah.
Netflix is going to put Christina Ricci in the role of Morticia in the Addams Family TV series that is coming up. When are they going to be doing this? Carolyn Jones was the first to do it, by the way. Those of you who remember the original Addams Family. Angelica Houston was in the movie, I think. Wasn't she?
Yeah. Oh, she was great in the movies.
Yeah,
fantastic.
She really was. She's a great actress all the way around.
Yeah.
So what are...
It's kind of interesting. Well, this is a new series that Tim Burton is going to create and direct. Mm-hmm. And so, because he did one of the Addams Family movies. But it's going to be interesting because Wednesday Addams, who was played in the movies by Christina Ricci when she was a kid, this story focuses now on her kind of a coming of age story. And so, it'll be kind of cool if Christina Ricci could pull off playing Wednesday's mom, which is, you know, Morticia Addams. So it would be really fun for people. Like, I grew up on those Addams Family movies. I love them. So it would be really fun to see her stay in that franchise. But it's kind of interesting casting.
Very interesting. All right, so we got Teacher Appreciation Week. We got Star Wars Week. We have Paranormal Week. And I thought probably we ought to spend a minute with Jay, because I know she has a bunch of ghost stories from when she was a youngster. What sort of ghost did you see? Ghosts? Did you experience?
I have ghost stories, I feel like, throughout my life. One of the most prominent, I've seen things out of the corner of my eye, or I felt things, certain situations, but the most prominent one where it was like an actual apparition was when I was going to school in Colorado. My parents took me out there. This was right when we were, you know, moving all of my stuff, but the dorms hadn't opened yet. So the first night I stayed in the hotel room with my parents, and it was one of those suites. So you had the main bedroom and then a living room area, and the couch folded out into a bed, and I'm in the bed sleeping. I wake up in the middle of the night, I roll over, and my mom's next to me. She's in her white bathrobe. My mom has, like, really white blonde hair, white hair. And I'm like, okay, maybe my dad's snoring or, like, hugging the covers or something.
Your father's a snorer.
That's what I'm assuming at the time. So I'm like, well, there's some reason, you know, whatever reason, my mom's in bed with me. So I wake up the next morning and I ask her, I'm like, hey, why'd you sleep in bed with me? And she was like, I didn't. Well, then I learned that the hotel we were staying at is really haunted, and one of the big ghosts is the woman in white.
Ooh.
And so I think the ghost was taking a little cat nap next to me.
Wow.
Do you generally, cool. do you like your ghost stories or are you scared by them?
I love ghost stories.
You do? And what are you going to do with Mac? Will you tell him ghost stories? Mac
absolutely. The poor kid's going to be traumatized. One of the games we play already is zombies, where we just pretend to be zombies eating each other's faces off.
Great, yes.
I'm sorry, the poor kid doesn't have a chance.
No. Unga bunga. I see Victoria Verizon is going to sell Yahoo and AOL. Why? What's the problem with them?
Why would they keep them?
Half of what they paid for them.
Of course. Why
couldn't
would
they have a nicer bunch?
Right. Yeah. Why would what's the point of keeping AOL or Yahoo? They're going to have to they're just both dead entities. It's like cutting off a dead branch off the tree, you know? At this point,
right.
Like,
a lot of people, well, AOL, I suppose they were the original ones. Your original email addresses were blankety blank@yahoo.com or blankety blank@AOL.com.
Right?
They're still
absolutely.
There?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Well, don't use them. That's the other thing. Like, you know, don't use AOL or Yahoo or Hotmail because there is no support whatsoever for them, meaning there is no security. So, yeah, at least if you need free email, just use Gmail like everybody else.
A lot of people are talking about the people killed yesterday in Mexico City. Imagine this. Subway is going over the... And this is, it's a city train, the subway, and it's going over an overpass for a highway, and the overpass collapsed. Mm. So the train went down onto the highway. And imagine, what do you do? How do you react to something like that? And put yourself in that place and think about what in the world
horrible.
You would do.
23 people killed, including kids. 70 people were injured.
Yep.
Well, look, this is infrastructure, right? This is why infrastructure matters.
Yep.
And it's not even down there. This is something that, how many bridges? I think there were over, I remember seeing a report on the bridges in the U.S.
Are you
going to
get me started again on my union thing? Is that what you're doing? You're baiting me?
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Why the bridges and infrastructure are so bad?
Well, look, how many bridges do we have in this country where they have been labeled...
Hundreds of thousands.
Right, and they have been labeled as hold-your-breath bridges.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Hold your breath that you might make
look
it over the bridge.
When you see work being done on these bridges, you go to the interstate. I was on a road in a rural area over the weekend, and it was underneath an overpass for a major highway. And you could see the concrete has fallen off of it. The re-rod that's up there is all rusted out, and you can see the rust on there. That doesn't happen in Europe. It only happens here. It happens here because we let the unions get away with it. The politicians who are bribed by union contributions want to keep the unions working. These are all union jobs, and they are engineered to fail, to fall apart. And that's why everybody, these people keep working. It's like welfare for union guys. Aye, aye, aye. The number of police officers who are not getting vaccinated, I found this surprising. I didn't think of this as a subset to the problem of who's not getting vaccinated, but some cities have mandated that police officers get the shots, and apparently the unions, speaking of unions again, have gotten back into the action and said, no, you can't make us have a shot, get a shot. The low immunization level suggests a lot of hesitancy, and the reason for the hesitancy is because a lot of police officers are very right of center, and they believe some of the stuff that's coming from those. I mean, listen, I'm right of center, but I don't believe this stuff. I'm not crazy. I'm not a right-wing lunatic, but I tend to think more on a right of center versus left of center. It depends on the issue. And on vaccination, I think that it's important, but I don't understand why law enforcement that's so exposed to the public, why would they not want to protect themselves?
There's another part of this that this came from New York City in the beginning when the vaccines were rolling out and first responders were the, you know, top of the list.
Yeah.
A lot of cops and firefighters in New York didn't want to get the vaccine and haven't gotten it because a lot of them had the virus and or were exposed to the virus and maybe had a mild case of it, but a lot of them feel like they don't need the vaccine because they already have the antibodies.
Well,
now,
well,
we don't know
places,
how accurate that is, so that's the problem.
In Las Vegas, only 30% of the people in the police department have one shot. That's it. And then when you look around at the rest, in Atlanta, 36% of officers have been vaccinated. 28% of those employed there say they're not going to get a shot. In Columbus, let's see here, who's gotten a shot there? Looks like only 19% in Columbus. Wow. Oofy. All right. It's wonder. It's a wonder. It is. It's just a wonder. All right. Let's talk about something that's not a wonder, but it is wonderful. Yum, yum time. Thanks to Ebon's Bakehouse, the chocolate chip cookies. Yum, yum, yum. The walnut coconut oatmeal cookies. Yum, yum, yum. The crispy pecan shortbread bread. Yum, yum, yum. You get the drift of things. They're all yum, yum, yum. And they don't have any preservatives in them. So you won't, if you have a problem with celiac or if you're gluten intolerant like I am, you'll love them. But it doesn't, I mean, it's kind of unfair for me to bracket the conversation as if these cookies were just for people who have gluten problems. These cookies are for everyone. You ladies have had them. You know how good they taste. They don't have a lot of excess stuff in them, so the fact they get a good taste in your mouth is pretty amazing when you look at the ingredients. It's cool, wonderful, healthy, just, it's, there's no damage caused by having Ebon's cookies. Let's put it that way. E-B-A-N-S, Ebon's Bakehouse. Go there, order the cookies. They'll ship them to you. DJV is the code when you check out. Big discount, 15% off, 100% money-back guarantee. Get them, like them, enjoy them, eat them up. Ebon's Cookies and Breads at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Knowing and doing. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's often a vast difference between knowing something and living it. For many people, it's easy to regurgitate that we should treat others as we want to be treated, or that it's better to be grateful for what we do have than for the things we don't have. But although those statements are easy to memorize or speak, they seem to be much more difficult for people to actually live out. What about you? Do these sayings resonate with you? Are you able to live them out? What about with other statements that sit well with you? Or perhaps the more important question to ask is this: can you consciously and intentionally narrow the gap more today between what you know and what you actually do? Because the more you can narrow that gap, the more you'll be able to live out your beliefs consistently, and the less you'll struggle with the conflict of knowing what's right but doing what's wrong. For more on knowing and doing, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV. My.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
All right, 53 after here on the DJV program. Chuck Curry is going to join us in a moment with a review of what happened in the box office department over the weekend. Some of the new shows, the Black Panther sequel, will be in our sights right after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get to... Wait a minute, I recognize that theme. That's isn't that from The Big Country or something?
Dallas.
Dallas! That's it, close. From the same era. All right, so Patrick Ewing and Larry Hagman.
Patrick Duffy.
Others.
Patrick Duffy.
Patrick Duffy.
Patrick Ewing was a basketball player.
That's one of the better ones.
I got it. All right, so what's going on? Why are we playing this music, Chucker?
Because this day in TV history, May 4th, 1991, the 356th episode and final episode of Dallas aired on CBS. It ran from April 1978 to May 1991. I was a big fan. I thought it was a great show, except for the last few seasons, which were bad because it just completely ran out of creative juice and the script writing became
And then they tried to
horrible.
re They tried to redo it on the CW.
Bad, which is not bad. They did it in
so
2014
good. I was obsessed.
On TNT.
It was so
and,
good.
And Larry Hagman, who played J.R. Ewing, was born for that role, and he was absolutely perfect and one of the great pop culture characters of all time. Having said that, Patrick Duffy's Bobby Ewing was equally important on that show because without the good Bobby to offset the bad J.R., that show would not have worked. But I gotta say that that show aired on Friday nights at 10 p.m. It was a great piece of television, extremely popular, and that opening with the theme song we just played with the overhead shot of the Dallas Cowboys Stadium was pretty iconic. It spun another TV show after year one called Knots Landing, which I also loved. Like Dallas, the last few seasons of that show stunk because the writing got really bad. But in its prime, that was a really, really good show. And back in the day, beside Dallas and Knots Landing, Dynasty was really popular. And then there was a show called Falcon Crest on CBS, which was also popular. So the nighttime soaps ruled the roost back in that time period.
Those skinny blonde actresses who played the lead roles. Meanwhile, Patrick Duffy managed to play like Jesus did, too, right? He came back from the dead.
He did, and they killed. What happened is he wanted to leave the show. They killed his character off, and then the ratings started to crater a little, and creatively they had issues, so they renegotiated with him, and they made one of the seasons a dream season in that iconic shot of him in the shower opposite Victoria Principal, who played his wife on the show, Pamela. That's what they call jumping the shark. Having said that, that was necessary to keep that show going. Even though it was, you know, weird to do what they did, ultimately it was the right decision.
All right. The Marvel folks have revealed when the release will be of the next Black Panther movie. Is it already filmed? Is it already...
No, they have some production. What is it coming out, like 2023?
To July 8th, 2022.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
At least, listen, a lot of stuff's going into production. You know, with all the news stuff over the last few days, the opening of New York at 100%, you'd have to believe that studios are going to keep their release dates going forward, and hopefully July and August things get back to
well, they've gotten a lot of stuff
in terms of people
Black
going
Widow.
Back to movies.
Black Widow's coming out on July 9th, Spider-Man on December 17th. Why were they holding that?
And then Bond's coming out in November. I believe we got A Quiet Place too. And really the biggest one, the big barometer is going to be Fast and the Furious 9.
That's
which
coming
comes
out in July.
In June. Those movies, it's only in June. Those movies can do almost $2 billion worldwide. So that's going to be a huge thing for movie theaters. They desperately need that movie in theaters and to do well.
Yep. And the Addams Family's coming back to TV. Whoop-de-doo-dee. All right, there it is. An overview of what's going on. Chuck Curry here with us on the DJV program. Thank you, Chucker. It's 59 past the hour this Tuesday.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.